and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, hosting Carswell and Hope's 5th annual Valentine's Day dinner and dance party at Artera, Saturday, February 14th. Full-service dinner, champagne toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the lower 50s tomorrow. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies all around the state. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Streaming worldwide, wherever you are, we are happy to have you as a listener. If you would like to support Kansas Public Radio, no matter where you are, you there, I see you in Tokyo, you in Dresden. Hello. Want to become a member? You can do that. Just move the cursor over a little bit from where you're streaming us over the World Wide Web. There's a word that says support. Point, click, and become a member today to support public media in the U.S. of A.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Thanks so much for choosing to spend part of your day with us here at KPR. We'll have news headlines for you in about 11 minutes. In this next half hour, we'll talk about Olympic athletes protesting climate change and the role of big oil. And we'll have our shortwave news roundup, the news from the world of science, coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Nuvant House of Lawrence.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the 50s again tomorrow. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:20.
Do show disapproval of immigration agents, but would abolish ICE as a slogan work any better than defund the police? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning. Lots of things happen overnight. NPR keeps an eye on it. So does KPR. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow to find out all about it. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Manhattan. It's 6:30.
Exam rooms to shield them from arrest. The Department of Homeland Security hasn't responded to requests for comment. For NPR News, I'm Alex Olgan.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Survivors of sexual abuse by a Kansas chiropractor are asking state lawmakers to prevent people convicted of serious crimes from being released on bond. Last year, a state court judge found Clark Peterson guilty on dozens of counts of rape and other sexual offenses against former clients. But the judge allowed Peterson to walk out of the courtroom while waiting for sentencing. Elizabeth Jankard, one of the women Peterson abused, said that caused unnecessary risk.
Essentially allowing him one more opportunity to commit the crimes of which he had just been convicted of 51 times.
The bill would bar judges from releasing people before sentencing for many drug and non-drug offenses. Less serious felonies would not be included. Preliminary numbers show 96 Johnson County, Kansas residents died by suicide last year, up from 66 the year prior. Johnson County officials say those statistics are generally in line with recent years, but they have several areas they'd like to focus on, like increasing gun safety and reducing racial disparities and gender-based stigmas. Health Department Director Charlie Hunt says it's also important to learn more about the many factors that can lead up to a suicide.
We can learn a lot about kind of who, what, where, when, and how, but not necessarily why. Taking a step back is looking further upstream. What are those factors that are increasing the risk for people dying by suicide?
Stress, pain, and loneliness are especially important considerations for older people, according to experts. Preliminary findings show more than 80% of county residents who died by suicide in 2025 were male. If you or someone you know is in crisis, call 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Conversations are free and confidential. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill supporters hope will put the brakes on excessive speeding. Under the bill, anyone caught speeding at 35 miles an hour or more above the posted speed limit could be charged with reckless driving. That's a much more serious offense than a speeding ticket and could even result in jail time. KWCH reports excessive speeding accounts for approximately one-third of all traffic fatalities across the United States. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
News, I'm Nat Herz in Predazzo, Italy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for an encore episode of 105 Live, where we hear from Kansas City's Manor Records. Executive Director Sean Crowley will tell us about Manor Records, their new roster, and Manor Fest, just announced for the end of May 2026. With music from Fritz and Sons, Jazz, True Lions, Albert, and more, we're talking Manor Records on 105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring a lineup of music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More kcchamberorchestra.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live. That is followed by a little more classical music at 9 o'clock. It's Jazz in the Night, time for music from the vinyl vault tonight. Hope you'll join us. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next, we have Prairie Journal, which is followed in turn by The Middle, featuring Jeremy Hobson. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow a high in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night a low in the mid-20s. Highs in the upper 40s for Saturday, but warm again on Sunday and Monday. Monday, we could see highs in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is allfigna.com/better. From Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Some Democrats favor the campaign slogan, Abolish ICE. Does that slogan gain votes or lose them? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. You are listening to KPR 701. It's Classics Live, unique to KPR, one of the many exclusives you can hear here. That will be followed by a little more classical music, and then at 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the lower 50s tomorrow. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 7:01. Classics Live is next. Have a good evening.